This is GQDN for Tuesday, April 7th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest to get 25% off of your purchase. And go get Quest worthy as well. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of PlayStation news. How you can see the AAA Initiative Showcase. And a modder, bit of a story, used some Claude AI to get a code new BIOS. But we begin today with the race to world first, along with a secret phase to the last boss via wowhead.com. Team Liquid won the race to world first, and they encountered a secret phase to the boss, to where they had to evade minions and had to evade the rage timer. But they beat the march on Claudanus. Echo came in second. As a matter of fact, in the middle of that fight, Echo got up on X and said, quote, "Tell them to go back to bed," end quote. And that is because Liquid at the time was getting very close yesterday to beating the boss themselves. But Echo went to bed, and when Echo went to bed, Team Liquid beat the boss in full, secret phase and all. So well done to Team Liquid. But they did have some reactions to the secret phase. It's the Lura secret phase, because they did believe via Wowhead that once the boss went down to 0% in phase 3, the boss was dead. But a secret mythic phase showed up, and that's where Lura recombined with regeneration in heaven and hell. And at the time of the initial reveal, Liquid died instantly, because at that time they didn't know what was going on. I have no doubt we'll be talking about this on the weekly show. So well done to both Echo and the champion, Team Liquid. Now we're going to go to PlayStation, because Sony did announce that the player base could bring fans into the games. And this feature will debut in Gran Turismo 7 via both Gamebolt and PC Gamer. Because now Sony wants your entire body, or the entire body of the first winner that was announced in the player base scheme. Now, it's not just write your name on a raffle ticket and hope you get picked type thing. Sony wants to subject you to something that sounds like a two-part job interview. First, you have to apply and answer some questions about your experiences on PlayStation. But players will also be required to sign in with their PlayStation account and share additional information to participate. And there, within that interview, you have to discuss your favorite games with the publisher that does oversee them. And then you can design your own fantasy logo and a custom kit for Gran Turismo 7. And that's a lot of vehicles that you could do that with. But if you don't do that in Gran Turismo 7, Sony is planning to taking this player base initiative forward into other games. But that's not the only thing that they're doing. Trophy hunters were warned via PlayStation Lifestyle about starting a new PlayStation Plus game right away. So the trophy hunters did take note of the warning before starting a new PlayStation Plus Essential April 26 free game that did drop today. Now, they're talking about the Tomb Raider 1, 2, and 3 remastered. So PlayStation Plus free games for Tomb Raider 1-3 remastered does offer 3 platinum trophies, but not on PlayStation 5. And Sony does not allow the multiple games bundled under single SKUs include and to separate the platinum trophies for each game. Now, on PlayStation 4, you can get that, and that's where the trophies do come from. But there isn't a single platinum on the PlayStation 5 version. So if you're a trophy hunter and you still have a PlayStation 4, like I do, you want the game, get it on PlayStation 4 and not PlayStation 5 to get the trophies. If not, you're not a trophy hunter, well, just get it on your PlayStation 5. But if you don't want either, you're waiting for a PlayStation 6, well, don't worry. That system is still on the way. BigGamingBolt.com, it won't be delayed. Well, that came from a leaker, according to the website. And the leaker is Kepler L2. Because Kepler and Moore's Law Dead was talking about AMD and PlayStation 6. Because AMD is powering the PlayStation 6 and Project Helix. And AMD was responding to a post about reports that Kepler L2 and Moore's Law is dead had come from them. And Kepler L2 did ask, quote, "You think AMD is going to waste resources doing validation on something they think will get delayed?" End quote. Now, one forum, they expressed their belief that while the PlayStation 6 handheld may launch in 2027, said it would be impossible or impractical or logical to force the 2027 launch. Now, this did spark a response from another user, Zaleth, which was liked by Kepler L2, who denote that the same logic would have been applied to the PS5, since the PS4 was selling pretty well. There's also a component shortage around that same time, thanks to COVID-19. So, they did write, quote, "You can apply this logic to the PlayStation 5 launch. The PlayStation 4 was selling extremely well in 2019, and the component cost and shortage were hitting the industry hard due to COVID in 2020. The first interview regarding the potential PlayStation 5 hardware was in April of 2019, while we already had the Amethyst announcement regarding the next gen last year," end quote. But they did say that the devs will include the PlayStation 5 Pro's higher resolution textures, and some higher detail assets in every PlayStation 5 download. And the devs now specifically downloads for PlayStation 4, PS4 Pro, PS5 and PS5 Pro, and PS5 Power Saver Mode. And the Power Saver Mode is getting its own asset texture packaging. We will see if it's delayed or not. But if you got a PC, just know that a modder, be a PC gamer, did use an AI mode to code new BIOS. So, how did that happen? Well, they were talking about the Intel's Barkle Lake CPU, which had a bit of an offering, mainly named it Edge, and is embedded in the networking applications rather than the consumer's PCs. With the poor P core engineering, it's somewhat intriguing, and that's what would prompt the Krypton to fly. To be used with Claude, were not known. But the process did involve with some uploading BIOS files, and the Asus Z790 AYW OCs. And the BIOS file is only 16 megabytes, and there isn't a flawless implementation of the Bartlett Lake or the consumer motherboard. But there may be still issues, such as Bartlett Lake CPU's inability to boot the BIOS, forcing the CPU swap to make the BIOS setting changes. Now, the BIOS does not work with some of the desktop CPUs, where the motherboard was originally designed for it. But the main point was that Claude coded BIOS does allow some Bartlett Lake Intel Core 9 to boot Windows on a consumer Z790 motherboard. So that gets a little bit crazy, especially if you're using your own BIOS on your own PC. Does it work? Well, you're gonna need that, a working BIOS, even though you can find this game on console as well. Because according to Eurogamer.net, Blizzard did reveal that Overwatch Heroes and Ran has a fiery and fierce look, but the players weren't happy with the design of the new heroes and its face, because they thought that the appearance and how she looked different in the cinematic trailer. A little more baby-faced, but she exhibited the same face syndrome and did look like some of the other feminine characters in the game. Play Overwatch got up an axe and said, quote, "In Season 2, we're introducing an updated look for Enren. She doesn't fully land as the fiery and fierce sister of Wu Yang, and we hoped she would. With this update, our team focused on strengthening her overhaul presence. This evolution reflects our creative intent and the care we've taken in shaping the hero. See her rise from the ashes when Season 2 starts on April 14th. We shall see what happens." Oh, we got two left. And there's some good ones. Polygon said that Xbox is hosting two major betas Pure Xbox was saying that. My bad. Two major betas this week. Or this month, I should say. But this week, one of them is Invincible VS. And that's going to be a 3v3 superhero brawler. In fact, Invincible VS got up on X and said, quote, Don't miss your chance to play 10 of 18 fighters during Invincible versus Open Beta on Xbox, X, and S, and PlayStation 5, April 9th through the 11th, end quote. But the other one is The Expanse, Orisus Reborn. They got up on X and said, quote, The Expanse Orisus Reborn Beta will become available on April 22nd, 2026, on PC, Steam, Xbox Series X and S, and PlayStation 5. It'll be released in spring 2027 on PC, Xbox Series X and S, and PlayStation 5, and will also be available on Xbox Game Pass from day one, end quote. But if you don't want those two, there's a way for you to watch the AAA Initiative. There'll be 8 world premieres and 40 games in total via Polygon.com. This will be a 45-minute expose, as it were, and it'll be on Thursday. So, if you're on the West Coast for the United States of America, 9 a.m. East Coast, 12 p.m. That's 1 p.m. for Brazil, 5 p.m. for the United Kingdom, 6 p.m. for Western Europe, 1 a.m., that's Friday, April 10th, for Japan, and 2 a.m. on Friday, April 10th, for the East Coast of Australia. There'll be a lot of games there. Yes, there will be. So you can go check that out. And we'll be talking about that on Friday. Yep. Or, I'm sorry, Thursday. My bad, again. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2026, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.